Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. I'm so glad you're listening in. This is our transformation support call for Thursday, January 5th, and glad that you're putting your health at the top of your priority list, and whether your goal is better health and detoxification or whether your goal is losing weight, whatever your New Year's resolution is, we're glad that you're on the program and on this call tonight. So I want to start with a disclaimer, and I think it's important that I do so. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. So just want to let you know that if you've got any health challenges that are disease-related, if you're taking pharmaceuticals, my recommendation is you get back with your primary care physician. That will get you the best care possible. So we recommend that if you're starting a new program and you're concerned about medications, get with your doctor. If you need a second opinion, we have a naturopath on staff. His name is Dr. Michael Wolfeld. And Dr. Mike's email address is puriumnaturopath@gmail.com. So that's PuriumNaturopath, puriumnaturopath@gmail.com. And, send Dr. Mike an email and let him know what your challenge is. But however you do this program, first and foremost, we want to make sure that you do it safely. And so I believe it was Hippocrates who said, first do no harm. And that's certainly our goal, is to make sure that you do this program safely and do it effectively. And that's the purpose of this call, is to provide the education and motivation, the community necessary to support you through this process. And you're making a big change in your life, and you're putting your health at the top of your priority list, and you're changing, what is known as a foundational habit. And I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. So the structure of my calls, I like to start with, just a few minutes on some sort of subject that's relevant to the transformation, and then after that, open it up for any success stories. I'm sure there are people that are on their second, third, fourth, fifth transformation, or maybe on day 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, already seeing some breakthroughs. That's always great, so we can motivate the people who are on day 1, 2, and 3, because there's no question that day 1, 2, and 3 is the most challenging. And it's the most challenging from a physiological standpoint. And actually, on last night's call, we talked a little bit about the physiology of the detox process. And, as I said last night, the worse you feel day 1, 2, and 3, the more you need this program. So let's talk a little bit about the psychology of transforming and the psychology of foundational habits. And so congratulations on making the first and most important step, which is the decision to do this and to try the program and to follow through on the program. And, every single day, every single meal, every single hour, and sometimes it feels like every single minute, you have a choice. And that choice is to continue to move forward and to trust the process and to enjoy the superfood nutrition that's going through your body, or to fall back and to go backwards into the status quo or those foundational habits that you have in place. And so one of the great gifts of the transformation is to better understand those foundational habits, and sometimes to dig even deeper into the emotional and psychological components of eating. And so when I talk about the idea of a foundational habit, what I mean is that on a daily basis, we have so much going on, especially in the world that we live in today, with all the technology coming at us and all of the information coming at us and, so much that we have to manage and handle, that we can't think about every single thing consciously. And maybe driving a car is a good example. If you had to literally think about how to turn on the ignition and how to move the car out of park into reverse and to pull out of your driveway and to think about which street you're going to take each and every time, and you're looking at every single tree going by and every single car going by and, fully analyzing every risk that's happening as you're driving the car, you'd be paralyzed. And so what we do is we put a lot of stuff on autopilot, where, we kind of just know instinctively how to turn on the car and how to hit reverse and which street to go down and what to look at and what not to look at. And it's the same thing with eating. You know, we build these habits up meal by meal, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, where suddenly, you know, we're not thinking so much about what we eat, and then we tend to drift toward the pretzels or the cookies or whatever it may be at 8 o'clock at night, or we tend to drift to the coffee pot at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., or we tend to drift toward the soda pop, or we tend to drift toward, you know, the candy that's on the receptionist's desk, or whatever it may be that are, you know, these kind of foundational habits that, you know, oftentimes have either boredom attached to it or have some kind of comfort attached to it. And so as we get into a different regimented program, we strip that away. And when we strip that away, then we can identify those things and observe those things almost as an outside observer. And so that's one of the great gifts and one of the great benefits of the transformation is to step back and to say, what am I putting in my body? And why do I tend to drift toward the pretzels or the cookies? And, you know, is there a way that I can undo that? And can I have an avocado, or can I have an apple, or can I have a cucumber with salt, or what can I have as a better option? And that's the beauty of the flex foods, to help you to undo some of those unhealthy habits and to trade in chips and pretzels and cookies for avocados and cucumbers and apples. So flex foods are important. Observing our own behavior is important, and just following through on the process and being gentle with yourself and understanding that those cravings are there, and they're there because, you know, month after month, year after year, you know, you've impressed them upon your schedule, and it's going to take a little bit of time and effort to undo that. And if you can undo that in 10 days or undo enough of it that you feel so good and you realize, wow, my energy level, my mental clarity, my optimism, my sleep, my digestion, my waistline is all so much better than what it was 10 days ago that I'm willing to really think more clearly and consciously every time I put a pretzel or a cookie or something else in my body. And so we're not a purist company. We're not saying don't ever eat a pretzel or a cookie or a chip again. What we're saying is take control of your life and make sure that you're not doing those unconscious habits that ultimately undo your health and undo your weight. So anyway, that's my little overview here this evening, is the idea of foundational habits and undoing those foundational habits and observing your good behavior and congratulating yourself each and every night as you go to bed, saying, awesome, I made it another day, and I'm really on a path to a better, cleaner lifestyle. So with that said, I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode. And Q&A mode means that you can hit *6. And when you hit *6, just say who you are and where you're calling in from. And if you have something to share, whether it's a success story, words of wisdom, or a question, happy to take that right now. So *6. And then it's available for sharing. This is an interactive call. I'm sure that you've got some thoughts, some questions, and somebody can benefit. Somebody else on the line can benefit. They probably have the same question or would love to hear your thoughts about what your experience has been on the transformation. So don't be shy. Just hit *6, and let's see if we can help you or help somebody else. I hear somebody coming on. Who is that?
Yeah. Who is this? This is Will from Tennessee.
Hey, Will.
Will from Tennessee. Can you hear me? Hey.
I can.
I called in first time yesterday. This was day two, so I was just checking in, trying to stay the course. So I went grocery shopping yesterday and tried to pick up a bunch of these more healthier options and flex foods. So that was helpful, and then I listened into the call yesterday, and just still curious about if I should be considering using the, since I'm on the athlete transformations, for those of you who don't know, I was trying to see if I should consider using some of the maybe the fiber product that David Sandoval spoke about last night. Do you think that's something that I should consider using? It's my first detox.
Yeah, so you're certainly welcome to. So as we discussed a little bit last night, William, you know, so there's kind of two pathways from a product standpoint, and you can decide how close you want to merge them or not. And so, you know, our traditional 10-day transformation includes five products. It includes the core three products, which is the protein, fruits, and vegetables, the aminos, the power shake, and the apothecary, and then two additional products, and the super lights. Our product for helping with that detoxification process, because it includes salts and electrolytes and also rooibos tea for reducing your headaches. And then the product you were just talking about, the fiber product, the new daily fiber product, which, you know, it helps to eliminate, you know, to get rid of toxins and to get rid of stuff that's in your bowel. And also, in combination with the power shake, helps to build up your adiponectin level. And so for those who are looking to lose weight long term, the continuation after the 10-day program we're recommending is the power shake and the daily fiber as the simplest, easiest way to lose weight by building up your adiponectin and really resetting your metabolism. So that's the 10-day transformation path. So the athlete's path includes the same protein, fruits, and vegetables, and then it includes the product Super Life, which is fantastic for recovery, and it's great for boosting your testosterone levels and to boost your energy levels and vitality levels to help you with workouts. And on the athletes program, we do allow for, in addition to the flex foods, flex meals, and we say 300 calories for every workout of 30 minutes or more that you're doing. So if you work out for an hour, then you can have either two 300 calorie meals or a 600 calorie meal. So you're getting more food and getting more protein. And the purpose of that is that you're going to be building muscle and ultimately training your body to perform better. So it's a little bit of a different kind of objective. So to me, if you were asking how do I make my athlete's transformation even better, I would say that the first thing I would do would be to get another bottle of Super Amino 23 and increase my protein level even more. So if you really want to have your workouts, you know, through the roof and you want to come out of that 10 days with a lot of muscle, I would increase your protein level. And you can actually take up to 30 tablets of protein instead of 15. And the maximum dose, you know, or the maximum number of tablets per time that you're using it is you take your weight, divide it by 25. So I weigh 192. I would divide that by 25. If I round it up to 200, then that ends up being 8 tablets. So I could take 8 tablets 3 or 4 times a day, you know, that would be the first recommendation I would have. There are several other products that I think if you wanted to boost your performance and boost your athletic kind of, you know, lean muscle and set yourself up for better workouts, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months from now, you know, something like White American Ginseng, which is a fantastic adaptogen that helps to increase your energy and without stimulating your nervous system, is another great product. Revive It All is great for mental clarity and might give you that kind of, again, stimulation that as you're working out, you're going to feel more energized. So those would be the types of products that I might recommend. The Daily Fiber product is a great product. It makes you feel full. And could be a really healthy option for, you know, part of a 300 calorie meal, you know, especially at nighttime where you might want to have that feeling of a full tummy. But the 10-day athletes program is, you know, not as much a cleanse or detox. So, you know, with the 10-day transformation program, you're not working out, especially the first few days, and you're having the minimum amount of calories, and you're letting your toxins come out of your fat, and you're really resting your body to detox, and so the fiber is important in that regard. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't take the fiber. I'm just saying it just depends on what you want to do. If you want to do a detox, follow the 10-day transformation. If you want to build muscle and set yourself up for better performance throughout the year, do the 10-day athletes program. But I wouldn't necessarily merge the two. But you certainly can. It's your program.
All right. Now, would you Yeah, it does. Thanks. Would you suggest then someone cycle from an athlete, 10-day athlete transformation? And you said some people have gone on multiple transformations, so maybe consider like cycling on a 10-day transformation just to, I don't know.
Yeah, we have lots of people who do bounce back and forth, and so that's one of the things that's great about the transformation or transformations is that, you know, anytime that you're feeling like, you know, you need, you know, to cleanse, I do the 10-day transformation every 6 months. So I do it, you know, kind of every 6 months to make sure that I'm not building up too many toxins in my body, and that's kind of the way that I choose to do it. I kind of go back and forth as to how many aminos I'm taking and whether I'm more or less athletic depending on my workload. So, you know, I think that's great. We've had, just so that you know, we've had people do the transformation for 200 straight days. So, I mean, it's superfoods. You can live off of this stuff. And we've had probably hundreds of people do the transformation for 40 days. So, I mean, you know, it's really up to you as to how much you want to restrict your diet, how clean you want to get your body, how far, how fast. So the 10-day transformation is like an accelerator for your health. And if you're feeling like, hey, 2017, I want to be my 100% best, and I'm going to go from an athlete transformation to a 10-day transformation back to an athlete transformation, I guarantee you by the time you hit February, you'll feel like you're on rocket fuel. So, you know, if you've got that kind of discipline, go for it. Go for it.
Right. Okay.
Appreciate awesome. That. Well, sorry. I was talking a long time there, but hopefully it gives you some ideas and also gives some others. So I just, as I said at the top of the call, and want to give you some extra kudos is, you know, people are putting their health at the top of their priority list when they do the transformation programs. And so I give you some extra credit for really trying to figure out what's the maximum way for the maximum amount of time that I can get, you know, the most out of this. And so I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, cool. So I heard some other people want to speak up. Just *6, and that'll allow you to say who you are, where you're calling in from, and happy to help.
Hi, my name is Pragati, and I'm calling from Texas.
Hi. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Pragati.
Okay.
So I'm on day 2, and I'm not feeling hungry ever. So I'm eating the flux foods, but should I be eating them or not if I'm not hungry? And then secondly, in terms of avocados, should I be breaking that up when I do eat it, like over the course of the day, or eating them kind of at once?
Great. So good question. So you have a good problem. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I'm on day 2 and I'm starving. So that's awesome that you're not hungry. So number one recommendation I have is stick with the being super disciplined on, you know, your timing. So don't get cocky. I've done that once or twice during my transformations where I'm on day 3, I'm on day 4, it's going, you know, smooth, I'm feeling good. And then I get busy and I, you know, it's 4 hours, 5 hours, and since my last power shake or aminos, and the next thing you know, I got a headache and I'm like, oh man, I'm behind. So, you know, even if you're not feeling hungry, make sure you're taking your aminos and make sure you're taking your power shake every couple of hours. Now for me, flex foods are
really
important.
I'm like religious about, I've been religious.
Super.
About
and that's probably, and that's probably why you're not as hungry as some people say, is if you're super on point with your schedule, then that's really going to help your body. So as far as the flex foods go, I really recommend that people take the flex foods for at least the first 3 or 4 days. So if by day 4, you know, you're really not feeling hungry and your body's totally in a rhythm and your, you know, mind is clear and your digestion is good and you're sleeping well and you're feeling great and whatever, and you want to start weaning off flex foods, that's kind of your call. But I really recommend for day 3, you know, through the first 3 or 4 days, especially for what I was saying at the top of the call, which is those foundational habits. You know, if we can swap out, you know, chips for apples or whatever, French fries for avocado. So, I mean, giving your body that taste of that super healthy food when you start to crave a little bit is a really good thing. So my recommendation would be keep to the flex foods, you know, 3 times a day for the first 3 to 4 days, and then if you want to start weaning yourself off, that's a little bit of your call. And as far as avocados go, you know, healthy fats are important. You know, I'm not a huge avocado person, but I do have usually a couple of avocados throughout my 10 days. You know, you can certainly cut that down to a half an avocado, you know, if that feels like a full flex food for you, just because you're not super hungry, and that's definitely one of the richer, you know, flex foods, if not the richest flex food that's available. So, yeah, I would say, you know, count a half an avocado as a flex food, and I think you're good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, great. Thanks. Good question. We got time for one more. This is the
Hi.
Transformation support call. Oh, go ahead.
This is Martha from Arizona, and a real quick.
Hi, Martha.
Hi. I did the 10-day transformation with success. I lost 11 pounds, and have to admit, I wasn't exactly that disciplined, but I, on about the fourth day, I got so busy and just forgot to even eat that I decided I better set my alarm on my phone to remind me to alternate with the protein and the power
mm-hmm.
shake. But
yeah.
It's just a hint. But the question I have is now that I'm off of the transformation, if I have 5 of the aminos, I don't feel very well. But if I do 3, I do better. Can I?
Well,
do you have to take the 5? I mean, is it best to take the 5 at the time?
No, I know you don't. And so that's interesting. So I'm a huge believer in listening to your body. So, you know, there are certain foods that work really well for certain people and certain foods that don't. And, you know, aminos are really interesting. They're really, really powerful nutrition. And so for some people, like taking the aminos at night, it keeps them up because that's just the way their body reacts to them. For me, I take my aminos, one of my doses of aminos before I go to sleep, so it doesn't bother me. Yeah, if you're not feeling 100% or feeling some stomach upset or whatever it may be from doing 5 at a time, you can take 3 if you're not doing the transformation. So if you're doing the transformation, then I really recommend that you have 5 as the minimum, because your body's going to need that protein to protect your muscles as it's kind of breaking things down. So, but if you're doing it just as full-on supplementation and you're, you know, kind of going throughout your day, you know, then having 3 is fine, you know, but you can take 2, whatever your body weight is, divided by 25 as a dose. So, but yeah, I would never do any, anything that makes you feel kind of not so great.
Well, I want to take all 5. So I do 3 and then 2 or 3 in another hour or so. Is that harmful?
Okay.
Or?
No. I mean, there's no harmful with the aminos. I mean, the only thing is just that understand that if you take it with food, especially protein food, then you're not going to get the maximum benefit. So the one thing about the aminos is, and that may be why you're not feeling 100% too, is because most people take the aminos on an empty stomach. You don't want to take it with a meal, especially a meal that includes protein.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yep.
So we might be able to talk a little bit more about the aminos tomorrow night. Every Thursday night we do our business opportunity overview call, and so that's where we talk a little bit about Trium and who we are and what we do, so those calls start at the top of the hour. We're heading right toward the top of the hour, and I'm seeing a lot more people joining the line here. So we're going to have to wrap up our transformation support call, but I appreciate William and Pravati and Martha sharing here this evening. And we do these transformation support calls 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, same time, same number. And somebody awesome will be on the line tomorrow night to help you as well. So keep up the great work. 24 more hours, just keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to feel the positive benefits. So what I'd like to do